Extension. The Ministry of Agriculture in liaison with the county governments have started off an agripreneur model where the youth, using digital technology, have been onboarded to provide extension services to farmers at the ward level. Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development Cabinet Secretary, CS, Dr. Andrew Karanja said that the government is continually relying on technology and digitization to bridge the gaps in delivery of services to the farmers. Dr. Karanja said that for Kenya to increase agricultural production and reduce the food importation bill of ₦500 billion annually, it is necessary for all extension service providers to come together and devise ways to reach out to the agricultural producers with the latest production technologies, especially through digital platforms. Under the Kenya Integrated Agricultural Management Information System, KIAMIS, we are planning to launch an extension module to leverage digital platforms in enhancing access to extension services, explained the CS. Speaking on Thursday during the Forum for Agricultural Advisory Services, Kenya, KIFARS, Second National Agricultural Extension Symposium, Dr. Karanja said that through KIAMIS, they have a database of 6.45 million farmers who can be targeted with a number of services including provision of input subsidies, agricultural market information, crop and livestock advisories, among other services. To create an enabling environment, the ministry has developed the Kenya Agricultural Sector Extension Policy, KASEP, and the extension guidelines and standards to guide extension service providers with an aim of fostering coordination, said Dr. Karanja. The CS highlighted that as a ministry, they have resumed the public-private dialogues to continue working together to unlock the many challenges faced by farmers and stakeholders in accessing vital agricultural information and services geared towards enhancing productivity, market access, as well as ways of mitigating against climate change effects. The linkages between the research, academia, extension and private sectors need to be strengthened so that we can contextualize the technologies, innovations, and management practices, TIMPS, promotion and enhanced adoption, said the CS. Dr. Karanja said that they are also streamlining resource utilization, explaining that they have around ₦1.50 billion worth of donor-funded programs within the ministry and its agencies, and it is critical that the funds are used efficiently to avoid duplication of roles and wastage of funds. Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development Cabinet Secretary, CS, Dr. Andrew Karanja, second from right, and KIFARS CEO Peter Gitika, right, visiting exhibition stands during the Forum for Agricultural Advisory Services, Kenya, KIFARS, Second National Agricultural Extension Symposium. Photo by Joseph Ingangar. Through the Intergovernmental Coordination Framework, we are in talks with county governments so that they can increase budgetary allocation for agriculture, which will stimulate economic growth. Most of our counties are agricultural and we cannot expect them to grow without necessary budgetary investment. Without agriculture development, we lose on foreign exchange as a result of importing more than we export, said Dr. Karanja. He explained that the Maputo Declaration on Agriculture and Food Security proposed a 10% budget allocation towards agriculture development, but in Kenya the allocation by both the national and county governments is at an average of between 4 to 5%. We are working with other stakeholders like the Forum for Agricultural Advisory Services, Kenya, KIFARS, and look at similar activities that they have in offering extension services. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, we will take up what has been working and incorporate it into our policy guidelines, said Dr. Karanja. KIFARS CEO Peter Gitika said that this year's second Agricultural Extension Symposium theme, Delivering Pluralist Extension to the Last Mile for an Improved Agri-Food System, is geared towards brings all stakeholders together to deliberate on ways to incorporate technology into extension services. We have recognized the need for employing digital technology in offering extension to farmers. In Maranga County, we have trained 7 digital connectors using the agripreneur model, said Gitika. He explained that digital connectors have degrees in agriculture, but they were able to take them through a 1-year training to have a mindset of an agripreneur, and they supported them to set up small enterprises where they are offering extension services and earning a living. Gitika explained that from 3 years of monitoring and evaluating the extension services, statistics indicate that the farmers have increased their incomes by 30%. We are also working with counties in efforts to help them build the capacity of cooperative societies to come up with policies, particularly on governance, human resource management, and institutionalizing some of these activities within their frameworks, said Gitika.